Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's do speed jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg. This is the best of. Do we play the music underneath this, Andrew, or just go right to the jokes? I don't know. I think we'll go right to the jokes. All right. We got 15 of them. Bob, you got to be listening. Dave, I know you heard these before. Steve, but you got to vote at the end. Okay. Yep. You know the drill. You do this. Here's joke number one.
Fly landed on my hot dog bun and started telling speed jokes. I wanted to shoo him away, Dave, but hey, he was on a roll.
I like that one. Here's number two.
Hey, John, how'd the pickleball tournament go?
Great, Dave. It was a big deal.
This is sometimes the first time I hear it. I don't know if I get to hear the speed joke segments. Listen to the rest of the show, but I miss it. All right, this is fun. Number three.
Golden Retriever walks into a bar, orders a burger and a beer. Bartender says, wow, a talking dog. Used to join the circus. The dog says, why? Are they looking for electricians?
That's a good one. That was three, right, Andrew? It's easy to lose track when you got 15. All right, here's four.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a person and John Williams will star as his friend.
Hey, friend, I haven't seen you in a while. Did you have a good Halloween?
I sure did, person. My wife and I dressed up as Peruvian owls.
So you were in cahoots?
I see her to Don Kleppen as well. All right, here's number five.
Hey, Dave, my grandpa said his sex life is like a Ferrari.
Hey, that's good, huh?
No, he doesn't have a Ferrari, Dave.
It's the simplicity of that I like. Dave, great performances, by the way, as I'm listening in review. You're just knocking
Thank
it out.
Thank you very much.
You don't take a day off. You don't take a moment off of this program, and that shows in speed jokes. So thank you.
I appreciate that.
Number six.
On this day in history, 1876, Alexander Graham Bell made the first phone call ever, and moments later, he was notified his car's warranty had expired.
All right, here's number seven.
Hey, Dave, what has four letters, occasionally has 12 letters, always has six, and never has five?
Wait, I don't get it. I know we don't explain them.
We don't explain
them. I know. But I want to stop the show for a moment and think about it. We don't got time for it, though. Number eight.
Dave, I'm not concerned about eating too much this Thanksgiving. My stomach is F-L-A-T.
Wow, that's good.
I should point out the L is silent in that.
That's pretty good. Here's number nine.
I got this message from someone who retells our jokes. John, I'd like to apologize to everyone out there for all the bad puns. Signed, Noah Fence.
The pun ones get me sometimes, but another day's not so much. Number 10.
I was at IKEA yesterday going through the self-checkout, and when I was done, the message on the window said finish and pay. And I said to no one in particular, shouldn't that read Swedish and pay? I got nothing for it, though. Nothing.
Okay. Oh, that was 10, right, Andrew? Okay, here's 11.
My wife said sometimes I can be an idiot, so I penciled in Thursday at 4:30.
Ooh, that might be my favorite leading into this. All right, here, let's go number 12.
I just paid it backwards yesterday. I told the girl at the drive-up window that the car behind me is going to pay for my stuff. That's called paying it backwards.
That's good. I always wonder when they do those long lines, they like seem great, where the person pays for the next person who pays for the next person. But really, no one's done anything great until the last person says, like, no one is rewarded on that train until the last person says, okay, thank you, and doesn't pay for the person behind them, right? Because that person got it for free. They just paid for the next, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, that's always bothered me. All right, number 13.
Hey, Dave, what happens when potatoes drink too much? They get mashed. Hey, Dave, knock, knock.
Who is there?
Arthur.
Arthur who?
Arthur, any more cranberries?
Okay, here's number 14.
Hey, Dave, Why shouldn't you invite a Tyrannosaurus Rex to Thanksgiving dinner?
Because they're dead?
No, Dave, because they've got those little arms and they won't be able to pass the Waldorf salad. Hey, Dave, why shouldn't you invite a Brontosaurus to Thanksgiving dinner?
Because they're dead?
No, Dave, because when you sit them at the kids' table, the seats collapse. Hey, Dave, why don't you invite a Stegosaurus to Thanksgiving dinner?
Do we really have to do this?
Stegosaurus wants to come to dinner, Dave. Why don't you invite him?
Because he can't fit through the door?
No, because they're dead, Dave. Come on.
That one paid off in the end, right? That was lingering there for a bit. Was that 13 or 14? That was 14? All right, here comes the last one, number 15.
What do you get when you cross a turkey with a banjo? What do you get when you cross a turkey with a banjo? You get a turkey that can pluck itself.
Speed jokes, we do them every day here and now, and if you miss it now or just want to hear it again, we do it at 1:32. All right, let's figure out which one was our favorite. Let's go around the horn. Dave Ennett, which one is your favorite of the week?
I like Alexander Graham Bell's expiring auto warranty.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Steve Alexander.
I'm going with what has four letters.
Well, just because I can't figure it out?
What is four letters? I think it's very clever.
Andrew told me he's going to explain it to me during the commercial break, but not on air. That is not allowed. Okay. Bob Kessler, what are you going with?
I liked Finnish and Pay, Swedish and Pay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fun. I've been furniture shopping. So.
I like number 11 because it's November 11th, and it was the I can be an idiot sometime, and then I just love the idea of writing that down in your calendar exactly when you are allowed to do that. That is Speed Jokes, brought to you by Team Hochberg.